When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to An Aromatic Life's Whiff of Wisdom. This is a short inspirational clip from one of my previous guests, which I hope gives you new insights and a little inspiration to try new things that use your sense of smell more. Today's whiff is from episode 26 of the podcast with Nicole Derieux, who has a wonderful nonprofit called Parfum de Vie, which helps at-risk children and teens in Grasse, France. Here she talks about some of the different experiences she creates for the children, each of which uses their senses of smell and taste, to help give them coping strategies for the unimaginable trauma they've already faced at such an early age. I think this whiff is a really great reminder that we can use our sense of smell in so many ways to support our well-being. I do hope you'll check out the whole episode too, so you can learn more about her beautiful organization. And if you like what you hear, consider buying one of her perfumes made of ingredients grown in Grasse, where she lives. The proceeds of all perfume sales go towards helping her continue with the activities such as those you'll hear about in this episode. Enjoy this whiff.
We teach the kids about everything really under the sun, you know,
right. So
we teach them about hygiene. We teach them about how to behave in certain situations. We teach them about food and nutrition, because a lot of times, a lot of the families that we work with, they are always eating the same thing every day and it's not varied at all.
They
don't have opportunities to taste other things and experience other foods. So, you know, that's a part of what we do, is teaching them about food and cooking and tasting things. And so smell and scent and plants and flowers is all just a natural part
of that.
It's just a part of that. And we often take them hiking. And so one of the things we do when we're hiking, you know, obviously kids, they love to build a campfire. And one of the things that we love to do is to look for some thyme in the mountains and then to make infusions that they can with different seasons. You know, we pick chestnuts and roast them in the fireplace, you know, cherries when it's cherry season. Yeah. I mean, honestly, we do things like we could be in nature, either at a camp or a hiking day, and we're in an amazing field in the middle of nowhere. And we'll just say to the kids, okay, you know, let's just lay down and close our eyes. We might call it a guided meditation, but obviously we don't say that to the kids. We're just like, okay, what can you smell? What does that feel like? What are you eating? How is this making you feel? And it's amazing to do this kind of work with kids because, you know, they're unafraid. They don't have filters and they have very just natural responses.
I think they do because you make them feel comfortable, I have to say. I imagine that they have barriers.
Yeah.
Walking around, but it's you and your, the way you approach it, I guess it takes down their guard.
Yeah.
And that they feel uninhibited and they feel relaxed. And so they can take in the smells, they can take in the experiences. And yeah, sorry to interrupt you, but I think it's you that's creating that atmosphere of calm and security for them. But I also think what's great is that you're actually providing all of those children with an opportunity to connect with their sense of smell and to create scent memories for themselves. I'm sure in the future, when they get older, those experiences they're having with you now, they can draw upon those experiences in the future to help calm them down, to remind them that they're in a space of safety and security and calmness, if they're not in the future.
Yeah, no, definitely. And many of the children that we work with, you know, have suffered many different types of trauma. And so all of the ways that we can help them to connect with themselves and connect with their emotions is really helpful. And just recently we were able to take them to the Rose Centifolia harvest. And so it's been great because throughout the month of May, they were able to smell the roses in their hands just in our education center, but also they actually went to the fields. And it's amazing to see them literally, you know, they get so quiet, you know, just so quiet as they smell. And it's amazing to see, because even kids who have a hard time maybe being calm and quiet, when you do things like that, just naturally, it, you know, without saying, okay, we need to be well-behaved and quiet, you know, you don't even need to say that, because just that experience of going and touching and smelling just makes them so calm and quiet. And it really is amazing to listen to the things that they say, what it makes them feel. So, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. What do you think the children have taught you the most?
Oh, gosh, many, many, many things.
Patience, patience, maybe.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, patience. You know, it's challenging. It's obviously challenging work to work with kids. And so allowing yourself to keep being challenged and grow, you know, when you lose your patience, to be like, okay, you know, what is it about
me? Have a zen moment.
So, but, you know, I think also like kids are resilient. Kids are strong. Kids can overcome. And, you know, in all these years that we've been working with these families, it's really, it's amazing to see the obstacles that they overcome and the accomplishments. Because when you grow up in a safe place with easy circumstances, maybe learning to read and doing well in school is kind of a given.
Yeah.
But for a lot of these kids, that's not the stories that they've had. And so overcoming so much, even just to get to school, and because they're carrying burdens that we feel we don't want kids to be carrying.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think it's hard to walk through circumstances like that with kids. And that's one of the things that I've realized, you know, like I can't change their circumstances, but I can walk alongside them. I can give them tools to learn to thrive through it. And like you say, they're going to, you know, they're able to eventually make different choices that can set them free. You know, if they can get an education, you know, if they can learn to form healthy relationships, they can become free of a lot of the hardship that they're experiencing. So, you know, I think just to see the strength that kids have, it really impacts me a lot.
I hope you enjoyed that whiff of wisdom. Do spread the insight by sharing this episode with your friends and family. And if you want more, why not go back and listen to the original full conversation with my guests? If you enjoyed this episode, I think you might like my new Substack newsletter, where I share my thoughts on all things smell. It arrives in your inbox bi-weekly and is meant to pique your curiosity and expand your idea of what sense of smell can mean in your life. You can sign up for it for free at anaromaticlife.substack.com. Have a great rest of your day. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'll be back next Thursday with a brand new conversation related to our sense of smell. Take care.